Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, 2 Timothy chapter number 1, something I had said earlier, and I'm going to stay in that mindset. In verse number 1, Paul said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have a remembrance of thee in my prayers, night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of the tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I called to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. That's as far as I'll read for sake of reading. Of course, you can continue right on in what the apostle's saying here, but I want to talk to you a little bit about that thought, stir up the gift of God which is in thee. To stir up the gift of God which is in thee. And he said in verse number 7, I want you to look at this. He said, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. First, we need our mind stirred up. Our minds, the spiritual mind, stirred up. Now God said that you and I are to put on the mind of Christ. Amen? And when I think about that, and I think about the warfare that you and I have, the Bible said that there are fiery darts of the wicked, fiery darts of the devil, and they will attack our mind. We have to put on a helmet of salvation. And our mind is a battlefield. It's a warfare. And sometimes when we get sleepy, that's where it goes. That's where it is. It's in our mind. It's the heaviness of our mind and our spirit. Now, we must have this spiritual mind stirred up. The spiritual mind needs to be the dominant mind. Because to be carnally minded, the Bible said, is death. Amen. And we need the spiritual mind stirred up to overcome or to defeat the carnal mind. Because I'll tell you what, even as a saved man or woman, you can have a lot of carnal things go on upstairs. But if you're spiritually minded, if you stir that up, listen, if it is the dominant mind, we put on the mind of Christ, amen. If we have that, then we have something that we can war against that carnal mind, that brings us down. And what I'm trying to say is this. I mean, to have the strength of one spiritual mind to cast down all the other imaginations. Amen. And it's only by the grace of God that you and I could do that. The gift of God, which is in thee, that gift of salvation, that gift of the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us. Amen. Now I'm not, now listen, be careful. I'm not saying that he dances to our tune, but I'll tell you what. When the Bible says, what? Know ye not your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you. And when the temple is running right and it's dedicated right, then the Spirit has free course in the temple. Amen. And the it is more evident. And if I have, if I'm going to stir up that gift of God that's within me, and we surely, listen, you can surely, even if you're at your lowest point, you can say, God, help me to be stirred once again. Amen. Amen. I'm talking about if you're saved now. If you're lost, you can stir up the mud hole. I mean, it's just always going to be a mud hole. And I'm not trying to be mean in saying that. But I'm saying it takes somebody that's saved, that knows. Listen, you got to have something in the bowl before you can stir it. Or you're stirring nothing. And if I'm going to stir up the gift of God's in me, I want to stir up a pure conscience. Look at verse 3. I thank God whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience. Amen. I want to stir up a pure conscience. Hey, I want the spiritual mind being the dominant mind in mine. Amen. I want a pure conscience. Paul, when he spoke, he could stand and he could say things, and he could say with a pure conscience, he said those things. Amen. With a clear conscience, with a clean conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day. Did you know that the cleanliness of your conscience will determine the memories that you have of others? If you have a clean conscience, you're going to concentrate on those wonderful memories, those blessed memories, amen, those spiritual memories. And if we don't have a pure conscience, we're going to maybe think about memories that are should not be thought about. But he said, I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day. Now, if I'm going to stir up the gift that's within me, we're going to have to pray. We're going to have to pray. He said that in verse 3, I thank God whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing, which means I'm stirring the bowl without ceasing, I have remembrance of thee in my prayers. Look how he said it. Night and day. Amen. Night and day. Amen. Wouldn't it be good to get back to where your prayer life is stirred to the point where you're praying night and day like you should? Amen. Where you're stirred to pray. Where you know that when you pray, things are going to begin to move in your life. Amen. Amen. If we move that on the inside, things will start moving on the outside. Amen. We got to have that stirred within us. I mean, we can't just sit down and quit. You can't just sit down and say, God bless me if you can. We must take some initiative. Amen. How do I stir? I mean, listen. Well, I'm trying to get a clean, pure conscience. I confess my sin if I want a pure conscience. God said we can confess our sin. Have a pure conscience. Get that sin off your mind, amen? Get that sin that's weighing you down out. Get those arrows that's warring in your mind continually. That lust that may be drawing continually. That thing that seems to want to overshadow your mind and constantly be upon you. You know why? Because it wants your life. Whatever it is, it wants your life. But to do it, to have that pure conscience, we must enlist prayer night and day. Look what he said in verse number 4. When you begin to stir that up, you begin to see changes. He said, greatly desiring to see thee. Not just desiring to see thee, but greatly desiring to see thee. I mean, you don't just get to the place where I can't wait till church day comes around. But then when you're stirred in you, it's more like, I absolutely can't wait to get back at God's house again. Amen. Amen. You're greatly desiring, amen, to really have that stir to want to be with God's people. Amen. Amen. Boys, to get to the place where you don't want these girls to outdo you on the front pew, amen? Like Brother Taylor said, we got the girls up here in the amen corner, and we need some boys up here in the amen corner. Amen? I mean, but desiring, I mean, having a great desire to want to sing for the Lord. I can't wait to get there and sing praise to God. I can't wait to get there to just tell how good that God has been to me. Stir it up. You got to stir it up. Listen, the devil's trying to steal everything you and I have as a believer. We must stir that within us. Amen. Stir it. Stir up the gift that's within thee. Stir up the gift of God, this gift of God. Listen, it is precious. It's worth stirring. Amen? Now you know as well as I do, everything we are what we are by the grace of God. The Apostle Paul said, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. He didn't say, I am what I am by the grace of God. He put the grace of God first. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. It takes grace, then we are what we are. Amen? Oh, yes. Think about that. In this gift, this wonderful gift that God has put inside of you, the Bible said, we have this treasure, this gift in earthen vessels. That life, that eternal life, the Spirit of God that bears witness with our spirit, amen? That gift of salvation. Oh yes, the gift of the Holy Ghost that God hath given to us that believe. If we that are carnal can give good gifts to our children, how much more shall our Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit unto them that ask. Amen? But if I have that stirred in me, I'm going to have a great desire to see thee being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. Paul the Apostle wanted to remember their tears. And these were not tears of pain. They were tears of joy. At the very presence of the apostle, when they saw him coming, they were enveloped in tears of joy. They were glad to see the apostle of God, the man that would bring the message of life unto their children. Amen. The one that would bring them the message of Christ. They were in tears to see him. Paul said, I want to be mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy. I want to be filled with that kind of joy. Joy that brings tears to my eyes. Well, if you stir that up enough, our joy can get to that place. Amen. Amen. You cry yourself happy. I've seen old saints of God get happy. I mean, really get happy and go to laughing in the Lord, laughing in the Holy Ghost, just, and tears are going everywhere. And just blessing the Lord. I mean, just cup run over. Amen? The cup was run over. The spring was springing up in them in the everlasting life. That's when it stirred in you. Amen? Oh, yeah. I told you I wasn't going to be just a little bit. I'm trying to hurry. Greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of the tears that I may be filled with joy. That's hope, that I may be filled. See, you stir hope when you stir. I know I'm using the carnal illustration of a you ladies, you know, with a bowl of flour. But you stir in hope. It's for a purpose. You hope for the outcome, right? You're not just doing that to play. Surely, are you? The men don't know it. We just like playing with our flour. I don't think that's it. I think you're trying to get it down, beat down just as fine and as thin, and everything that you put in there to get it mixed just as even and as good and get that texture just the way that it's supposed to be. You're stirring in hope with a purpose. And when we stir up the gift of God that's within us, we do that very thing. Don't do it in the less expectation. Well, God probably ain't going to do nothing for me, no way. I'm doing all this, but I don't know that the Lord's going to do anything for me anyway. Stir in hope. Amen. Paul said that I may be filled with joy, that I could know what it is to have the joy that you have. And verse 5, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, I want to be able to remember that faith that was working in you. Why? I want that faith working in me. Have you ever drawn strength from somebody else's faith? Sure you have. Sure you have. Old saints of God, ever since I've been saved, that would testify about how they prayed and believed God, and God did. And even the ones that said they prayed and believed God, and God didn't, but they still believe. I saw strength in them. And their faith helped my faith. It helped stir my faith in me. Amen. It helped me grow. It helps us to grow. It helps us to be stirred. Listen, when you come to the house of God, don't ever come without trying to stir up the gift of God that's within you. You've got something to do. God has surely got something that He wants from you. Whether it's a prayer or a testimony or a psalm or some praise, God wants you to stir up the gift of God that's within you. He said this gift, He said it was in your grandmother Lois, it was in your mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded it's in you too. You can pass that down. Amen. If my children don't know the things that I know, that I've experienced, It's my fault because I've not led them to experience those things. I need, Brother Taylor preached that this morning. About everybody was in the altar. We pass these things down to our children. First, their salvation, amen? To know that they're genuinely born again. To know that they truly know Christ as their Savior. Amen. That they have their own personal walk. What a gift! What a gift to be able to say, I rise with Him of the morning. I go to bed with Him at night. He's always with me. He never leaves, never forsakes. Hey, are you hearing me? To know you've got a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. What a gift to pass down to your children. God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. People sometimes tend to spend their life trying to stir up the wrong things. And you need to be stirring up the right things. Not fear. And you know what we do? When we sit around and worry, we're stirring that fear. We're stirring fear. And when we don't believe, we're stirring doubt. But if we stir up the gift, it's a power. Unlimited power of love. Amen? Well, I'll tell you what, that'll cause you to hug people's neck that you never thought you'd hug their neck. Amen? The love of Christ, amen, it covereth a multitude of sin. God's love can break the power of hate. God's people, listen, God's people ain't got no business hating. Oh no, of love and of a sound mind. A sound mind, a peaceful mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner. I'm not ashamed of the life of my Lord. I don't want to be ashamed of my own life neither. Listen, there's no way I can get all this. It's just giving you some things that are to be stirred in us. Again, the power of purpose to be stirred in us. Verse 9, who hath saved us, called us with an holy calling. You have a holy call. If you're saved, you have a holy calling. According to His own purpose and grace. Your life has His purpose and grace in it. Amen? The Lord has got a purpose for your life. Don't you ever forget that. You need to stir that. You need to find out what that purpose is. God, you have a purpose for me. What is that purpose? Help me to get to doing that purpose. Help me to find that purpose stirring within me. God, excited within me. Fill me with your power. Listen, when God began to call me to preach, I wanted to know everything there was about a God-called ministry. I ask questions. And of course, a lot of things you just don't have the answer. Why? It's between that man and God. That's why. Oh my. According to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Think about that. This gift that God has held it for us from the foundation of the world. Why would we let it dry up? Why would I let it die? Oh, goodness. But is now made manifest, verse number 10, by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ. Listen, now, he's talking about in the context that all that had been seen when Christ came, died, was buried, and rose again. We see that. But I'm using this as a spiritual application. If Christ can be seen in our life, are you listening to me? That immortality to light, that light, amen? That light. Boy, I don't want to be a Christian acting dead, do you? How could we? We've got so much life flowing in us. How could we live a dead, cold life? Mercy. If you get to that place, if I get to that, listen, you can get in some, I'm about done. You can get in some bad situations. I don't care how long you've been serving the Lord. You can dry up. You can get cold. You can lose power. You can lose fellowship. But listen, your spiritual standing is always the same. He loves you. He's in you. He'll never leave you. His Spirit is in there. His Word is in there. Stir up the gift. Pray. Stir up the gift. Get in this book. That will stir it up in you. Find those truths in here that move you again. Amen? When you begin to love this the way that you should, when teachers teach or men of God preach and you hear those verses, you'll just about come unglued. Why? It's life to you. It's like a fire in your bones. Amen? It's like water running through you. The glory of God. God wants you to know what it is to experience His glory. Amen. I want you to stand. I'm done. God bless you. Well.